And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Just joining us, I've already said thank you to Ali Stevens and Chad Hirschberger, who filled in for me while I took a couple of 2-3 days off. So I very much enjoyed that. And if you have to come back to work, you might as well do it on a day when Movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter. Are you still prolific on the tweeting?
For as long as Twitter's around, I'm going to be, which may not be too much longer.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, how long are they going? What's happening? But he says these are the painful steps to making Twitter right. So we'll see if he's right.
Yeah.
He calls it like stepping up a ladder. You kind of have to work hard to do each step. All right. So Movie Mike McGranahan has a review of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
The king is dead in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That, of course, would be T'Challa, the character played by the late, great Chadwick Boseman. His absence is felt even more when Wakanda is threatened by the leader of an undersea kingdom. He vows to destroy the country unless Queen Angela Bassett brings him the brilliant college student who invented the mining technology that now threatens his people. The queen isn't so sure about the purity of this guy's motives, so she and daughter Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, have to figure out how to protect Wakanda without T'Challa around to lead the fight. The obvious hurdle in Black Panther Wakanda Forever is the lack of Black Panther. Another character does take up the mantle, but that's not until the final 20 minutes of an overlong 161-minute running time. Beyond that, the film does a lot of things well. It has several terrific action sequences, it allows Bassett and Wright to develop their characters more, and it meaningfully shows how Wakanda attempts to find a new course after the death of its king. Everybody involved in the production lost their own king, Chadwick Boseman, and the grief they feel is funneled into the movie, making this more somber than the other Marvel films, but also more touching. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Killmongers.
Killmonger.
Killmonger was the bad guy in the previous one.
Okay.
Played by Michael B. Jordan.
I guess I don't remember that, but okay. Super. So 3 Killmongers. Only at theaters?
Only in theaters,
all
yes.
All right. So some disappointment. Do I sense that in your voice?
Well, I don't know if it's really disappointment. I think that this is obviously not the movie they set out to make. They obviously wanted to make another movie with Chadwick Boseman. He passed away. They had to change the script, basically, mm-hmm. and come up with something else, while still addressing his death. And so this movie spends a lot of time trying to set up a new Black Panther, whereas if Chadwick Boseman had not passed away, they could have jumped right into that. It would have been more of a typical Marvel movie, more action, things like that. So I think this movie's just a little long, and it's trying to find its way in the wake of losing its star. It's good. It's just not quite what you get in the other Marvel movies.
Right, it's not Black Panther level.
Right. I mean, Black Panther was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. This movie will not be nominated for Best Picture. I can guarantee you that.
All right. And performances. You talked about those a little bit. Elaborate.
Yeah, it's really good. The nice thing here is that Angela Bassett and Letitia Wright get to step up. Their characters are more developed. And both women are, of course, up to the task. They're talented actresses. And they step in here. Their characters are expanded more. Their roles are expanded. So that's really nice. And I like their performances. And both of them really get across the main idea of this movie, which is that Black Panther is gone. And they're honoring Chadwick Boseman. The film pays tribute to him at the beginning and the end very nicely. And their two performances are really about grief and loss and how do we carry on without somebody who was so important to us.
All right. When Black Panther regains its full 4 out of 4 stride.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen in this? Are you starting? Did you see 6 new movies in the making? And when you're watching this, which you often do when you're mm-hmm. watching the Marvel movies?
One thing I like about this one is that it is blessedly free of that kind of stuff. It doesn't have all the forced in cameos. It doesn't have all the times where it's setting up business for some other Marvel movie down the road. It's really just about this film. Where they're going to go with it next is hard to say. Like I mentioned, somebody else does become Black Panther at the end. I don't think you have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out who that's going to be. So we'll see. We'll see if that person is able to carry on with the character.
All right. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm. Appropriate. Not a bad Marvel movie. You come
right
here with thumbs down for some of the Marvel movies. And the movie makers at Marvel never listen to you. I can tell you that right now.
No, they don't.
So it's strange. But Wakanda Forever, 3
Killmongers.
Killmongers, okay, and it's only at theaters. All right, mini-reviews. Disenchanted looked like a silly Disney film when I saw the trailer. What's your view?
This is a sequel to Enchanted, the movie from roughly a decade or so ago that made Amy Adams an A-list star. It debuts on Disney Plus today, and I have to say, as somebody who loves the original Enchanted, this movie is a massive disappointment. If you want to know how to make a terrible sequel to a really good movie, study Disenchanted. The story is forced. There was nowhere else to go with this story, so they're trying to create some reason to exist. It doesn't work. The songs are unmemorable. It's not funny. The character Amy Adams plays, Giselle, she was a cartoon princess who comes into the real world in the original, which was so much fun. And in this movie, she's kind of a normal person, at least for a while, which is a complete betrayal of the character. And then she turns into a wicked stepmother character. Who wants to see Giselle as a wicked stepmother? So Disenchanted is really, really awful. This was a painful movie to sit through. 1.5 stars.
Oh, you can stop now.
Okay. Yeah, it's really bad.
Jeez, okay. Let's see. Spirited. What's your view of that new film?
This is much better. This is a holiday musical starring Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, both of whom acquit themselves nicely in the song and dance department. Very loose interpretation of A Christmas Carol. Will Ferrell is the ghost of Christmas present. He's trying to salvage the life and the morality of Ryan Reynolds' character. He's kind of a dishonest public relations guy. And this movie is a lot of fun. I think it's on 10 too much. It's kind of one of those movies that's in your face the whole time. But great songs, lots of laughs. Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds are terrific together. That debuts on Apple TV Plus today, so 3 stars for Spirited.
All right, so they pull that off okay in your view. They're able to accomplish what they need to there.
It's fun watching them sing and dance. They're actually pretty good at it.
And that's in theaters.
That's on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, Apple TV. And yeah, it looks fun in the trailer. Mm-hmm. It looks, you know, perfectly good holiday film to watch when you're looking for some getaway. All right, and the next one looks fabulous. The Wonder. Tell us about this.
This is my pick of the week. This movie debuts on Netflix this week and stars Florence Pugh, an actress who is just on an incredible role, incredible string of roles lately. She plays a nurse in the late 1800s who is brought in to observe an 11-year-old girl who has not eaten food in 4 months and yet shows no signs of deterioration or illness. And she finds herself in the middle of a battle. There's the local doctor who thinks there must be some logical reason for this, that the girl's sneaking food. But then there's a priest who wants to believe that the girl is blessed from God, that she's a living miracle. And Florence Pugh's character finds herself in the middle of that drama. She's just looking for the truth. So this is a kind of a slow burn movie. It's not something where it's real fast paced, but her performance is phenomenal. It's a great detective story, but also a really interesting look at the religion versus science debate. So 3.5 stars for The Wonder. Again, you can stream that on Netflix right now.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, it looked intriguing in the film, but it does look like one of those slow films that you get caught up in sometime. Let's see. We have about 90 seconds left. Critics' Choice Documentary Award winners, please.
Yes, the Mars Rover documentary Goodnight Oppie was named Best Documentary at the 2022 Critics' Choice Documentary Awards that took place Sunday night. I'm a voting member, and that was the film I voted for Best Documentary, good. So I'm glad that that won. In the other categories, Descendant won for Best Historical Documentary. Navalny, about the famous Vladimir Putin critic, won Best Political Documentary. Sidney, about the great actor Sidney Poitier, won Best Biographical Documentary. And Goodnight Oppie won again for Science and Nature. Meanwhile, The Beatles Get Back won the Documentary Award for Best Musical Documentary.
All right,
so
fantastic.
A lot of great films there.
Right, Critics' Choice winners and documentaries. And these are great documentaries. If you're looking for an exciting action movie, don't watch these. But if you want to learn a little bit and definitely get entertained and informed, these are all good ones. I've seen some of them.
And Goodnight Oppie is on Amazon Prime this week, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, okay, fabulous. All right, and that's about the retired rover?
Mars Rover, yeah, okay. Opportunity.
Okay.
Great film.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll watch that. All right, let's see. One other news story. Brendan Fraser won't be at Golden Globes because he's dredging up some old news.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser has a movie coming out called The Whale. It's largely expected that he's going to be a major player in award season, but he has announced that even if he's nominated, he's not going to go to the Golden Globes because, of course, his career, he went away for a while because the director of the Hollywood Foreign Press sexually assaulted him, and that took a big toll on his life and his career. So he says he's not going to be a hypocrite, and even if he's nominated, he's not going to have any anything to do with the Golden Globes anymore. So good for him. That's the right choice.
All right. And one other sentence. You tweeted about Pirates of the Caribbean this week.
Yeah, the Pirates of the Caribbean spinoff starring Margot Robbie is officially dead at Disney. Nobody's saying why, but they're not going to make that.
Oh, so there won't be a Pirates.
There won't be.
Okay.
I'd rather, she's so talented, I'd rather see her make something original. The Pirates series has run its course.
Yeah, I agree. All right, fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike. Movie Mike McGranahan, a professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. I haven't been on aisleseat.com in almost 48 hours. Campus Theater, campustheater.org, his website. Or no, the sponsor.